ABC Rugby League broadcaster David Morrow has been suspended for comments he made before Monday night's NRL game between the Dragons and the Sea Eagles. It appears the commentator didn't know that he was live to air when he made the comments, but a member of the NRL's newly formed Indigenous Council says that's no excuse. David Morrow has been commentating on rugby league for 30 years. AM Simon Fraser reports.
ABC radio listeners in the Illawarra region were given an inside peek on Monday night into a pre-broadcast sound check by NRL commentator David Morrow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So Shannon is there. Warren is here.
Lights are on, but no one's home.
Is that what they say in Darwin, is it? In fact, they haven't even turned the lights on in Darwin yet, have they?
But what followed were comments that have led to Morrow being taken off air by the ABC indefinitely. It appears that David Morrow didn't know that he was actually on air. Is that any sort of excuse for this sort of comment?
Well, of course it's not an excuse. Whether you're on air or not, the fact that he thought it was acceptable to make derogatory comments, there is no excuse for that.
Linda Burney is the New South Wales Deputy Opposition Leader, but also Acting Chairwoman of the Rugby League Indigenous Council that was announced by the Australian Rugby League Commission last year. She says the fact such a senior figure in the game could make such comments shows the game still has a long way to go.
Look at grassroots rugby league. Go out to Bourke, go out to Dubbo, go out to any regional place in Queensland or New South Wales. The bulk of teams are made up of Aboriginal people. The issue of racism in sport, whether it's from another player, whether it's from a coach, and in this case, whether it's from a senior broadcaster, is not acceptable and will be dealt with.
The head of the Grandstand Sport Department, Craig Nuremberg's, has issued a statement confirming that ABC management have also taken a dim view of the comments.
David Morrow has been suspended from duties pending the resolution of an investigation into his recent on-air comments. ABC Radio takes the issue of discrimination and prejudice extremely seriously. The matter is being investigated in line with ABC editorial policies and code of conduct.
Linda Burney says it undoes much of the great work being done in rugby league.
The NRL and rugby league generally have worked very hard over the past few years to make sure that there is recognition, appropriate recognition and involvement of Aboriginal people.
ABC guidelines do not prescribe penalties for breaching editorial guidelines, but it's understood ABC management has been given advice that a staff member believing they were off air is no excuse for making offensive comments. Linda Burney is happy Morrow will face a misconduct hearing, but isn't saying what punishment he should face.
I think he deserves some very rigorous punishment for this, and I leave it up to the ABC to decide what the outcome is. But what I am saying is that clearly he is ignorant to the unacceptability and the insulting nature of the comments that he has made. What he has to do as a minimum is make an unreserved apology and accept that he has transgressed and moved into real issues of racism here.
Linda Burney ending that report from Simon Fraser, and AM was unable to contact David Morrow this morning.